This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Did you hear about the terrible day on Wall Street? 2.5, 3, 4% losses on the major indices. And you know what that means, right? It means stocks go down too. Look at a chart for the past 10 years. Then take a deep breath. That's all I got on that. Another chart of interest today, perhaps. Real estate, the latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, here and after simply the Case-Shiller Index. Well, it came out this morning. Prices up nearly 20% in February over February a year ago. And perhaps related, we learned from the good people at the Commerce Department that new home sales were off last month, down to a four-month low. This all comes, of course, at a time when mortgage rates are going up a lot, so we thought it'd be a good time to get Vivian Geller on the phone again. She is the CFO at Pacific Trust Group. That's a mortgage lender here in Los Angeles. Vivian, good to talk to you again.
Hi, Kai. Thanks for having me again.
So we had you on a year ago. We went back and looked it up. Had you on a year ago, and we've been talking to you now for 2 years, maybe a little bit more than that. And every single time we've gotten you on the phone, I've said, how's business? And you've said, oh, my God, we're unbelievably busy. But is that still the case?
Oh, my God, no. It's basically come to a screeching halt within the last, I'd say, since end of January, once rates started to go up and the pipelines cleared, it just really slowed down.
I don't imagine that's great for your business, but honestly, a slightly slower housing market might not be a terrible thing, all things considered.
No, I mean, I agree with you. The market was just too crazy. The low rates drove up too much, you know, business, too much demand, and the prices ultimately. Yeah. So that had to be reeled in. And of course, increasing interest rates is one way of doing that. So I mean, ultimately, I think it'll be a good thing. But we're just going to have to ride it out, you know, at least, I would say, through this year, at least.
Oh, wow. That long, really?
I think so. I think rates are going to continue to rise. The Fed has already said that they're going to increase the prime lending rate in May, and I suspect they're going to continue to do so a bit through the end of the year. So I just can't see them coming down, but we'll find out.
We'll stipulate here that Los Angeles, where you and I are, is a ridiculous housing market. But the question on the broader national housing market is, how long do you suppose until the slowdown that you're seeing here, and I'm going to assume other people are seeing in other cities, how long till that does something on prices?
I think it's going to take a while. I don't think that, you know, we might see maybe prices go up through the year just a touch, but I just can't see them going down, whether it's in LA or nationally, at least within the next 9 months. Mm. It takes a while for the rates to really affect the market, and there's still no inventory, so that's keeping the demand up, and of course, that keeps the prices up.
Right, right. And to that inventory thing, I mean, look, if you're thinking about selling your house, but you got a really nice mortgage rate, it's not like you're going to make that move and say, oh, yeah, I'll go from like 3.25% to 5, 5.5, 6% on my mortgage. I mean, that's going to be a deal breaker right there.
There's no incentive for someone to, that has a 2.5% interest rate to sell their house, you know, especially if you bought it within the last 10 years because you've built up some equity and you've got a great rate. So if you were to sell, you'd have to go into at least a rate that's double what you have, and the price is going to be considerably more. And on top of that, you've got property tax, so which is increased. Mm-hmm. So there's really little incentive, which I think is why we're not seeing a whole lot of inventory right now. You know, people just they don't want to sell. They have nowhere to go, you know.
What do you hear just in a business proposition sense? What do you hear from your colleagues at bigger mortgage companies? Because if it's quiet for you, it's quiet for a lot of people. And the mortgage business is a business. And if you haven't got the business, you don't need as many people is where I'm going here.
Right. Well, we've already seen several large mortgage banks close because volume is down, you know, 60%, 70%. And everyone hired over the last few years, but there's just not enough work. So we're seeing layoffs now, unfortunately, across the board.
So just to recap here, maybe 6 to 9 months before prices start responding. And after that, who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't think prices are going to come down considerably. I think they'll level, but I just don't see the market falling to any significant extent.
Vivian Geller, she's the chief financial officer at a mortgage lender here in LA called Pacific Trust Group. We talk to her every now and then. Vivian, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time and your expertise, as always.
Thank you so much, Kai. Take care.